A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Here, our Lord Jesus, about whom we've been celebrating this Christmas, he is given names here. Of course, he has many other names. Just two chapters before this, it speaks in chapter 7, verse 14, that the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us, in other words. And here, the child born for us, this is one of the clearest verses regarding the birth of Christ, the first coming, and regarding his divinity. He is known as Mighty God, yes, God himself, fully man, yet fully God. This first term here is not used much in the Bible. He is known as the Counselor, not just a Counselor, but the Wonderful Counselor. Isn't that marvelous that Jesus counsels his people? In Revelations, as an example, Revelations chapter 3, when he speaks to the lukewarm church of Laodicea, he says, "You say, I am rich. You say, I am clothed. You say, I can see. But I say, you are poor. You are naked, and you are blind." And then the Lord Jesus goes on to say, "I counsel you, come to me to get clothing for your nakedness, that your shame would be no more. Come to me for gold, and I will make you rich. And then come to me for eye salve, that you can see." He's speaking here to his people, not to the pagans, but to those who lived in Laodicea who were already Christians, but who had fallen into this terrible state, being lukewarm, they could no longer see properly. Laodicea was known for its medicine, eye medicine in particular. The whole world came to Laodicea. Even today's medical sign for doctors and first aid, etc., all around the world, it still uses the sign of those two twisted snakes upon the pole. It is still used from Laodicea. But the Lord says, "You are blind," to those who lived in that city of seeing. But he says, "I counsel you," and indeed, let the Lord Jesus counsel you as we head into this new year.